Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Twenty and a half inches of snow on Staten Island, 19 inches in lower Manhattan, 18 and a half inches in Washington Heights, 16 inches in northern Brooklyn, 18 and a half inches in Woodside, and 15 inches in the Bronx.
That was Mayor Bloomberg listing off the inches that fell around the city between Sunday and early yesterday. And if you live in any borough other than Manhattan, you might still have a lot of that snow around you on the street. It's the day after, and the 2010 blizzard digout is still underway here in New York. The unevenness of the cleanup throughout the city is getting decidedly mixed reviews. Some New Yorkers have said there's an unfair method in place determining which streets get plowed and which don't. The New York Times has dubbed the cleanup a snowplow ballet, and if you peek outside, you might still see that dance going on. Mayor Bloomberg is scheduling a news conference, has scheduled a news conference that is supposed to start at 11:15. We're expecting some pretty tough questioning from the city's press corps as to why certain places get plowed first and second and third and fourth and fifth. In the meantime, New York Times correspondent Russ Buettner joins us now to talk about it. He wrote that article in the Times today that you might have read. Russ, welcome to WNYC today. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So I see there are more than 2,000 garbage trucks sweeping the streets to brush aside snow. What is the policy about plowing?
The policy is, you mean what is the procedure they try to follow to do this?
Yeah, the tiered system that you wrote about today.
Right. They have 59 commands that are share boundaries with the community boards. Those are familiar to people. Within each of those, there are the streets are categorized by whether they're arterial, the main roads, which have bus routes and are the main thoroughfares through the neighborhoods. Then there are secondary roads, which feed into those main roads. And then the tertiary streets, which are dead-end streets or curved streets, more narrow streets. Within each of those 59 areas, they try to get to the arterial roads first, and they don't move on generally to the secondary roads until they've completed that. And then once they've finished those secondary roads, they move on to the tertiary, smaller streets.
So give me an example, if you can, of arterial streets, because some people will think, oh, well, wait, I must be on a secondary street, but they probably treat me like I'm on a tertiary street. So do you want to give any examples, or is that too hard?
You know, we really tried to pursue that yesterday to get as many examples as we could, and it was a very difficult day to try to get the sanitation department to provide that information because they were so thoroughly engaged. But generally, like almost all of Manhattan, certainly Midtown, is made up of arterial streets, which are the main avenues north and south, and the big cross streets, 72nd Street, 57th Street, 42nd Street.
And there's the rub to some degree, right? Because so many Manhattan streets are so heavily used, they get this designation of arterial or the top tier for plowing. And then people elsewhere, either at the, you know, the fringes of Manhattan or in the four other boroughs, think, oh, they take care of Manhattan first. That's because the mayor is Manhattan-centric. Yes?
I think that's exactly right. You see within the policy there's sort of a de facto Manhattan bias built in. And you might live in Brooklyn and see that I live in Crown Heights. All they've done is Eastern Parkway, and they haven't taken a step off of that. Well, that's the only arterial street that runs through there, and it is the one that is seen as most vital for making sure that services can get in and out of that area.
Was there anything different, as far as you could tell from your reporting, about this blizzard or the response to it that might be leaving people more disgruntled or more slowly plowed than in past ones?
It seems like it's a little too soon to tell whether the city has really fallen down this time. In the last storm that was of this magnitude, similar, was the 2006 storm. There was also one in 1996. In both of those storms, it took the city, in 2006, more than 24 hours. In 96, it took them about 34 to 36 hours to get an initial plow done. And then even after that, there was no trash collection until almost 6 days after the storm because the entire sanitation department was still working on snow removal. So one day seems like not quite quick enough to say the city has dropped the ball. But as Mayor Bloomberg said yesterday, and maybe this was a little too flip for some people, look, he assumes that people's frustration is based on what they see out their front door, that if their street's been cleared, they're happy. If their street hasn't, they're upset. And that's understandable on some level.
Now, listeners, we don't know if the mayor's going to start on time. Many news conferences start a little late. So we're going to open up the phones primarily right now for people whose street has not yet been plowed. Here we are, Tuesday morning after 11 o'clock. If your street has not yet seen hide nor hair of a snow plow, we want to hear from you. People from the city are probably listening. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And for that matter, if you live in any of the other surrounding cities or towns, you can call and complain about, you know, the snow plowing in places in our area other than New York City. But certainly for people in the city, if you have not yet seen a snow plow on your block, 212-433-WNYC. And also joining us, in addition to New York Times Metro reporter Russ Buettner, is the New York City public advocate. Oh, all our lines are full, Russ.
That was quick.
And the New York City public advocate, Bill de Blasio, is on the line reserved for him. Public advocate, welcome back to WNYC. Are you surprised that all our lines filled up in about a quarter of a second?
No, Brian. I think there's a lot of upset people out there.
What have you been hearing?
What we're hearing is this phenomenon of the abandoned vehicles made this very different than any other storm we've seen. And I think the big question here, and this is why we need a real formal inquiry into what happened, is why wasn't there a clearer call for an emergency for people to stay in? Because the absence of that clear call led to a lot of people being out, being unable to move on Sunday, leaving their vehicles on the street. That compounded the plowing problem. That made it impossible for ambulances and fire trucks to get by. One street, I've heard a report on 18th Avenue in Brooklyn, there are two city buses and three sanitation trucks still stuck in the snow there because of this horrible domino effect started to occur. And I think the other big question is, was there enough personnel available? Was there a problem because of budget cuts? We don't know these answers, but I can tell you as a New Yorker, the response is very different than anything I've seen in the last decade or two. And I'm hearing, especially in Brooklyn and Staten Island, lots of people in lots of neighborhoods have not seen even the beginning of plowing.
You talked about the abandoned cars. Now, Mayor Bloomberg was on radio and television complaining about the abandoned cars as being an impediment to the snow plowing. So is that something that you would blame on the city, or is that something that's hampering the city?
Oh, I think it's hampering the city, but the question is, did the right message and directive go out to the people of this city? And look, this is no individual's fault because this was an extreme act of nature. But that being said, the job of us in public service is to figure out what we did wrong and fix it. I don't think New Yorkers got a clear message early enough on Sunday. Don't even think about going out of your house unless it's an extreme emergency. That's what people needed to hear. We need to go back and figure out why that didn't happen and make sure when the next storm comes, which will probably be not too long from now, that people are told this really is an emergency. You really have to stay home, or once again, we'll have this domino effect.
Now, how was that message not gotten out, in your opinion, in a way that it should have been? I can tell you I was watching a little bit of football on Sunday afternoon, and it seemed to me that, you know, in every commercial there seemed to be somebody coming on and saying, well, this snow is really bad. You shouldn't go out and go out if you don't have to go out. On the news, I think I remember seeing Mayor Bloomberg say, snowstorm, stay in. The roads are treacherous. So what's the timeline of what didn't take place and should have taken place, in your opinion?
I think the simple question is, should there have been an earlier declaration of emergency so it was no longer about giving people advice but literally ordering people to stay home for the good of themselves and their neighbors? And was there enough personnel available early enough to deal with the magnitude of things? What we saw here with large numbers of buses being sent out only to be stranded, with the A train that was stranded for 5 or 6 hours or more, something unusual happened here that suggests the city was always several steps behind in its response. Again, an overwhelming storm, but we've got to quickly assess where were the mistake points that we can fix going forward. I do think if people had gotten a message that this was a formal state of emergency, that you might have seen much less venturing out.
Russ Buettner from New York Times, what kinds of answers have you been able to get from the mayor's office so far to the kinds of questions that the public advocate is raising?
The question about, I haven't heard anybody ask the question about whether there was enough, a strong enough, order for people to stay inside their homes yet. Maybe that'll get asked today.
I'm sure. Okay. What's the definition, by the way, public advocate, of a snow emergency?
It literally means that there are streets, and you see them if you look up on the poles on streets that are designated as snow emergency routes where people are not supposed to park, so that will facilitate the clearing. And obviously it means people have to stay off the roads except for emergency situations. Clearly lots of people went out on Sunday trying to see if they could have some kind of business as usual. And I think we've got to figure out now, when was the hour that people had to be told, you know, stop thinking that way. Now we're in something much, much different.
And when did they actually do it? We know that it was 6 p.m. Sunday in New Jersey when acting governor, State Senator Sweeney, because Governor Christie and the lieutenant governor are out of the state, so he's the acting governor, and he declared a state of emergency in New Jersey. When did it actually come down in the city?
By the time it was at all formal, as far as I can tell, and I can't give you an exact hour, but by the time it was made formal, it was already too late, and we already had large numbers of abandoned cars on the street making the plowing impossible.
Do you know when it was done, Russ? Any data on that as far as you know?
A state of emergency is something that's declared by the state, and I think that actually happened at any point yesterday. That would have been done by Albany. Whether there was a snow emergency declared, which sets in a kind of different set of protocols, I think they said, I'm not sure that they declared that before the storm even ended yesterday. I believe the director of OEM was asked that, of the major emergency response team was asked that, and I think he said that he didn't do that, but I'd have to go back and check.
All right. Now, as I said, our lines are full with people calling in to tell us if their street has not yet been plowed. I think I see a certain area of Queens overrepresented on our caller board. So let's start with Yvonne in Rosedale. Yvonne, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Where are you?
I am in Rosedale, Queens.
And where specifically?
148th Avenue.
And what's happening on 148th?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Ever since the snow started, we have not had any snowplow come through
148th and what? Just so people can find it.
148th, and I'm between Francis Lois coming down towards 257th Street. I can speak for that much.
Okay, so around Francis Lewis Boulevard there. Are you okay? Are people able to get back and forth? Is it just the vehicles?
Well, I am in. I'm not. Nobody seems to be attempting to drive. But I am concerned that we have elderly people on this block, quite a number of them. And should there be an emergency, there really isn't any way that we are going to get. I don't know how the emergency vans will get in.
Yvonne, thank you very much. And I hope everything's okay there. We have the public advocate listening in, so I'm sure he wrote down that intersection. Elizabeth in St. Albans, Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, hello.
And where are you?
I'm on 109 Road off Farmers Boulevard.
And what's happening there?
Nothing. Not a single plow truck has been on the street. It's completely impassable, and we're really concerned. This is day two.
Have you tried to contact the city or any of your neighbors tried?
We certainly have. We've tried the 311 and nothing.
Do you get through even at 311, or is it just too busy?
Once I got around, but then we had recordings after record. It's just impossible. So we don't know what's going on here in St. Albans. I mean, we pay our taxes. This is just unacceptable.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. So public advocate, Rosedale, St. Albans, near each other. And is there a problem in particular neighborhoods, including that one, that you can identify?
Yeah, we've certainly heard those neighborhoods. We've heard a lot of neighborhoods in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, in Borough Park, Park Slope, Bay Ridge. We've heard much of Staten Island's having trouble. Listen, it's very important that people try and call 311. I understand they've had a lot of trouble getting through. They can also call our office, 212-669-7250. Or our website, advocate.nyc.gov. We need people to file these concerns, especially if there are abandoned vehicles or any situations that would particularly add to danger. We need reports of that so we can figure out what went wrong and figure out the responses going forward. I know people all over the city are incredibly frustrated because they're not seeing any result from those 311 calls, but we still need them to register what's happening.
Joyce in Marine Park, you're on WNYC. Hello, Joyce.
Hi, I'm here. and I'm at the intersection of East 29th Street and Kings Highway. Kings Highway and Nostrand Avenue are large streets. There have been very little plowing here. Last night at about 6 o'clock, there were 5 buses idling on my corner with no people in them and didn't seem like they were going anywhere. We have no plow, as I said, on our block. We have several doctors on the block. They can't get out. I have a friend who walked to his job at the VA and has not come back since. It's lucky that it's school is off. I'm a teacher, and it's bittersweet for me, but I can't even imagine what would have happened if public schools were open at this point.
Robbed of the snow days that you would have gotten if this had happened on January 3rd.
You got it.
Joyce.
I mean, that's the least of it, obviously, but we have no plow. We have no train because the B train is overground, and obviously they haven't finished clearing that up. And we don't seem to have any buses either, so we're kind of marooned over here.
And did you say 5 buses are stuck in the snow?
They were last night. I don't even know if they were stuck or if they were just idling there. I couldn't figure it out, but I walked to my corner. I saw 5 buses on the corner of East 29th and Kings Highway, and they didn't seem to have any passengers.
All right. Joyce, thank you very much. Duly noted. And Neil in Bed-Stuyvesant, you're on WNYC. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, it's like since Sunday night, there have been 2 city buses on either end of my block on halls in between Notion and Marcy. I just walked outside. I saw 3 garbage trucks with plows following each other behind like a parade with a salt truck following, and they're just going on Marcy Avenue, up Tompkins Avenue. Those streets have been cleared since yesterday. None of the side street in Bed-Stuy is closed. I just witnessed an ambulance at Marcy and Jefferson. It's like the ambulance cannot go down, so they have to get out and walk down the block. It's ridiculous.
Do you think your neighborhood is being discriminated against for any reason, or is it just this, you know, arterial and secondary and tertiary system that we heard described, and this is just the way it goes?
Well, Halsey Street is a major street. It's a two-way street. It's a very busy bus, the B26th Street bus. And that hasn't been running since Sunday. I don't want to say that that's the reason. I can't say that's the whole reason. I'm looking at a car that is parked in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ridiculous. I mean, prior years when they were this, it was all during the snowstorm you'll hear someone shoveling. But this year, nothing.
Yes.
During the night, during the snowstorm, the blizzard, you'd hear a snowplow outside. This year, there's nothing. And the mayor cannot give an answer as to why that is. It's ridiculous. It's almost like he stole his third term, and he doesn't have anyone to answer for. He doesn't care.
Thank you for your call. We are expecting Mayor Bloomberg's news conference on the blizzard cleanup momentarily. We will bring it to you live when it begins. We have the public advocate Bill de Blasio here and Russ Buettner, New York Times Metro correspondent. Let me get one more call before another response from public advocate de Blasio, and then maybe the news conference will be ready to go. Let's go to another neighborhood, Ditmas Park. Cindy, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
And where are you exactly?
I'm on East 17th Street between Ditmas and Dorchester and Ditmas Park. We haven't seen one single plow, not one. Everyone's done what they're supposed to do, cleared their sidewalks, but no plows, and we have no train service. So it seems to me that areas that have trains knocked out during storms should get priority for plowing so people can at least get somewhere.
What's your subway stop there?
It's the Cortelia Road and Newkirk Plaza.
And that isn't back yet? I heard the F line was back. It had problems in its outdoors portions in Brooklyn.
My husband walked over to McDonald Avenue and got the F train, and he reported that even Ditmas Avenue, which is a fairly main street, is not plowed, and there are people stuck everywhere. So the problem now is that people are so frustrated, they're trying to drive, and they're just getting stuck, and it's just making it worse. Additionally, I just wanted to say one more thing. I called 311 this morning. I was on hold for 45 minutes. The recording said, if you're calling about sidewalk clearing, hang up, because we're not taking those calls. But it did not say hang up if you're calling about street clearance. It said to push 2. So I did that. I waited for 45 minutes. I got the operator, and she told me that they weren't taking complaints about snow removal. And she finally listened to me because I was so upset, and she didn't give me a complaint number, which leads me to believe she didn't really take my complaint. So it's The mayor can say whatever he wants to. He stands up there and says everything's fine, but it's not fine. It's a disaster.
Cindy, thank you very much for your call. And listeners, if you're on hold, and so many people are calling from all over the city, on hold right now. We'll take more of your calls until this news conference starts. But public advocate Bill de Blasio, what about 311 and its role, what it is and what you think it might should be in the middle of a snow emergency to tell the callers that they're not taking snowplow calls or street plowing calls? What's that about?
Well, it's fundamentally unacceptable. I mean, look, what we have here is a breakdown on many levels. And we have not gotten a clear strategy from the city of how they're going to deal with this. I'm one of many Brooklynites. My street hasn't been plowed. Everything that I heard your caller saying, I'm seeing firsthand as well. But the bigger concern to me is everything around emergency services. The fact that there are so many impassable streets, still so many abandoned vehicles, you know, ambulances and fire trucks by the dozens were stuck in the snow. So something went fundamentally wrong, and I think if 311 is not staffed sufficiently to at least give people a place to register their information with the city to get some kind of understanding of when help would come, then we've got an even more serious breakdown than I suspected. We need to understand everything from what did we miss at the front end of this to was there enough personnel available for sanitation, was there enough personnel available at 311 at the call center. It seems to me what we need to hear from the mayor is a real willingness to join with the rest of us in looking at this objectively, deciding what was missed and how we have to beef up the response for the next one.
New York City public advocate Bill de Blasio, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We are awaiting Mayor Bloomberg's news conference on snow removal. We'll take a break. We'll take more of your calls. We'll keep talking to New York Times Metro reporter Russ Buettner, who wrote up the snowplow and snow removal story this morning. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up on tomorrow's program, it's our end-of-year news quiz. Join me with Quizmaster Susan Orlean and Anna Marie Cox to see if you've been paying attention in 2010. That's coming up tomorrow here on The Brian Lehrer Show. And when is 11:15 not 11:15? Well, when they call a news conference for 11:15 at City Hall, and it turns 11:30 and it still hasn't started, which is where we're at now. We are awaiting Mayor Bloomberg's news conference on snow removal. You've been hearing from the many callers we've taken so far this hour that there is a lot of frustration in many parts of the city having to do with lack of snow removal in certain places. We'll get back to your calls in a minute as we continue to wait for the mayor. We have with us New York Times Metro reporter Russ Buettner, who wrote the article on this morning on the snowplow ballet and the whole thing. And Russ, you spoke to John Daugherty, the sanitation commissioner, about people's frustrations. What did he say?
Well, they totally understand people's frustrations, and they're, you know, looking to resolve that as quickly as possible. You know, I think John, the commissioner, I think, asked for both some patience, some cooperation to keep the kinds of vehicles off the street that public advocate de Blasio was speaking of and some of your callers, which can cause a lot of problems. And also for a little more time to try and finish up this job. You know, he thought that last night about 7 o'clock they would start getting to some of the secondary streets. It was difficult for me to tell from your callers how many of them might be on what the city considers secondary streets and how many on tertiary streets. But you would certainly think that they would want to be start getting to those streets today at some point in time. And if they don't, obviously it's going to become more of a problem for the administration as the hours pass.
The public advocate, when he was here, raised the question of budget cuts and whether that's affecting snow removal readiness. Any way to know?
It's a difficult calculus, right? You know, the department has, according to the union, eliminated about 400 positions out of somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 positions. It's difficult to tell where that number starts. And there have been budget cuts there, as there have been in all city agencies. But the city says their perspective is that's not the issue. The issue is the way this storm arrived very quickly overnight with a lot of wind that blew snow all over the place and made it impossible for them to keep the arterial roads clean so they can move on to the secondary roads. I spoke with the union leader yesterday, and he said that, you know, he thinks that it would be helpful to have a few hundred extra bodies there, but that they could get the job done, but it might be a little slower with this thing. So I think that's something that's going to require more look as a little time passes.
Well, let's get a different kind of report from the front lines, because Eric in Kensington is calling in, and he's a subway motorman who... Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling. You've called us before, right?
Yes. Formerly Eric from Park Slope. Now it's Eric from Kensington.
Right. Kensington's a nice place. I hope you got a nice house there.
Yeah.
And you're working on the F and G lines?
I was yesterday, yeah.
And
it was exasperating by the part that they have things that they call sweepers, which are just regular subway trains that are not in service that go by places where snow is likely to build up. And just go back and forth for a while just to keep it from building up. Now, on the F and the G, there's only one real place where it's a sticky situation over there, and that's the Smith 9th and 4th Avenue, that big viaduct where snow just piles up.
Mm-hmm.
The elevator tracks on the F, the snow just falls through to the street. Well, unfortunately, they made the decision just to use regular F trains for that, and those are the brand-new trains that are full of electronics and computers, and we're constantly dying because these computers did not like the moisture and the cold and full of error messages that shut them down, and now they have to be towed by another train. So that just exasperated the problem.
That's pretty interesting. So in this respect, at least, the new trains are worse than the old trains.
Oh, definitely, definitely for that. They're nice, dainty little trains when everything is running nicely. And it's an analogous situation with the buses, too, because, you know, the buses, the latest style in buses is to have the low floors to allow easy, you know, access and egress from them and wheelchair accessibility and things like that. But as soon as snow piles up, well, now they don't have the ground clearance to get over it. And yesterday, well, I could see out my window today, there's still plenty of cars abandoned in, both in the street and the intersection. And a lot of them were buses yesterday.
And do you think, from your experience working as a subway motorman, that this storm was qualitatively different from past blizzards that we have in the way that it, you know, has looked to some of our eyes, and that Russ from the Times was just describing, the wind, the type of snowflakes, they say are different type of snowflake than we usually get in New York City, more like Colorado, which made the snow pile up in a certain way, they're bigger flakes, that all of this made it harder to clear both the subway tracks and the streets than other recent blizzards that we've had?
Well, the wind, I think, is doing that, and the fine powdery flakiness is even getting down into the underground areas. It comes right through the vent, and you have little snowdrifts in these tunnels. Quite amazing. Some of that affects some of the newer trains, too.
Have you seen that before?
A long time ago, like in one of the blizzards in the 90s, but not as pervasive as this. I mean, the mezzanine area of Church Avenue Station, you could have a good snowball fight with a snow fortress there, you know, while you wait for the train. You know?
Well, at least a little fun along the way. Eric,
yeah.
I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
Okay. Be speaking to you soon.
I hope so. Thanks a lot. So, Russ, that was pretty interesting.
That was, and I think Eric touched on something that is kind of different about this storm. You know, the city's response is maybe not as quick as it has been in storms that people can remember in recent memory, but there's something qualitatively different about the way the airports were able to respond as well. And I can't remember the last time that all three airports were shut down for an entire day and are still sort of hobbled. All three commuter railroads are still hobbled today, and the subways are having difficulty as well. There's something even kind of, it seems to me, more powerful about the way this storm impacted our entire infrastructure.
Does that let the mayor off the hook? If, you know, is there going to be ginned up media outrage at this news conference? Is some of the outrage that we hear from people who are, you know, understandably frustrated when it's been this long and they think they see snowplows that are going down other streets and they're calling 311 and not getting direct answers? There's no excuse for that, I don't think. But is some of this outrage going to be media driven when really the objective conditions are that this is just different from other blizzards?
I don't know if it's going to be media driven. If you listen to your callers there, they certainly don't think it's going to be media driven. They probably think we're not being tough enough on them. And I expect you will see people at this conference who have been out in neighborhoods talking to these people and hearing from them, and are going to ask the mayor to respond directly to the things that they're hearing. I don't think that's ginned up. I think that's a real sentiment, and it'll be up to the mayor to convince people otherwise.
On our comments page, Bobby G writes, "I'm inclined to give the mayor and the sanitation department a little break here. This was a tremendous windswept storm. The airports were shut down. Amtrak was shut down. The LIRR was shut down. And people expect everything in the city to be functioning. It might just take a little time." Joe in Cobble Hill, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
That was good. That was a quick run to the phone.
Hi, sorry.
Very quick run to the phone.
Sorry. Yes, I live in Cobble Hill. And on Baltic Street between Henry and Clinton. And when we came home from the theater on Sunday night, there were two DEP trucks stuck in front of our house. One was able to back up and one was not. And there were people sitting in that truck until I went to bed last night, and my daughter went out and asked them because she felt bad. They were sitting there with the engine running, and they told her that they were okay. They were told to wait until the truck was towed. So this morning it was abandoned, and it's stuck here. There have been no plows. Clinton Street is a mess. Henry Street is a mess. I've never seen it like this.
Are you blaming the city or the storm?
I'm blaming the city, because I've never seen it this bad, the response.
Thanks.
I mean, the storm is the major culprit, obviously, but this is terrible.
Thank you. Scott in Rockaway Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Well, just like everyone else, nothing. I mean, Rockaway is usually neglected as it is. Between our transportation and everything else, you know, we usually have the most problems. But, I mean, usually the plows and the snow tend to be okay, you know. I understand these guys have been working crazy shifts and everything like that. But I spoke to two of them last night. I was walking home at, like, 1 in the morning. And they actually told me that they were told not to do regular streets. I mean, they were sitting on the side of the road. They were drinking Dunkin' Donuts.
And I'm going to, Scott, I hear you, and that's frustrating to be sure. I see that the group is gathering now. So, Scott, I'm going to have to go. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.